You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the crash and burn story of a company called ScaleFactor. It was a company based on the idea that they had an AI platform that would optimize all your back-end business needs. You need to make your books more ordered, more efficient. You don't want to hire a bunch of accountants. Oh, just plug into the ScaleFactor system. It will look through your data, automatically optimize it. It's a great dream. That would be a great product. But they did what a lot of companies do when they say they have an AI system. They actually just hired a ton of humans. And the way this system can work is if you have a smart AI system, you hire a bunch of humans to supervise it, they help improve it, and over time it can become a fully functional AI system. The way it doesn't work is if you actually don't have particularly good software and you just have a bunch of human accountants, for example, in the Philippines, which it appears is what ScaleFactor had. They were basically running a hustle and then hoping that they could raise enough money and last long enough that eventually they'd be able to fulfill the promises that they had made. So that's problem one. Problem two, it all comes crashing and burning. And what do? They don't say it's because we had a bad system. We're basically running a hustle. They say it's because coronavirus, which probably had something to do with it, but really it was because of an underlying flaw. I think this is going to be the kind of story we're going to see a bunch of. There will be companies that automate and use AI to fulfill all kinds of stuff. Those will be great investments. And there are going to be a few who don't really have good software, who call it AI, hire a lot of people, and then hope no one notices. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.